Brooklands Radio believes your health matters.
So, in the studio with me today, I've got Andrea Harvey. Good afternoon, Andrea.
Hi, Jill. How are you?
Yeah, I'm great, thank you. How are you?
I'm fantastic.
Good, good, good. Yeah. Now, Andrea, you have got a very interesting story, so maybe you can tell our listeners a little bit about your background.
I can. I've been hairdressing for around about 35 to 37 years.
Okay.
And I've been an educator for the last 17 years.
Okay.
Within hairdressing. Just always worked in places that basically go against what I do at home, you know, veganism, cruelty-free and sustainability, to be honest. The last couple of years, it's just become a big passion of mine to do something about it. Mm-hmm. So here I am now trying to educate others, and I've opened my own 100% vegan salon as well. So
brilliant,
just
brilliant.
Spreading the word and making it much easier for people to find cruelty-free and vegan hairdressing.
Yeah, yeah. Well, knowing that you've told me now you've been in hairdressing that long, you certainly don't look it. And I think that's linked to our diets as well, though, isn't it? It's definitely linked to our diets. So you've been vegetarian for 13 years, and the last three of those you've been vegan.
Yeah, yeah.
Tell me, why should we worry about the products that we're using? What is it that we should worry about?
Well, there's a whole big range of stuff, really, from you know, not knowing what is going in there, you know, where they're being sourced. They can put anything in there, from collagen to fish to eggshells, the inside of eggs where they crush them up, put them in your products to add shine, right through to, you know, the sustainability of what you're using, you know, that. Where they're sourcing all this from, even things like seaweed, you know, where are they sourcing it? Where are they getting it from? It's a huge, huge minefield out there. But also, you know, with massive, massive implications on the ecosystem and obviously animals.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. And you've got your Earth Salon in Essex.
Yeah, it's in Southend. Yeah, it's. We're relaunching next week, actually. We've been closed to do staff training, get the right staff, which has been an issue, because, you know, finding the team members that get what we're doing, and also get the clients that we get in. You know, that we have a vast range of clients, but they are 99% vegan.
Oh, brilliant. Oh, that's wonderful.
So, yeah, but, you know, my team, I don't ask them to be vegetarian or even vegan, but they really have to get the ethics of what I'm doing.
Yeah.
Because otherwise I can't have them in there.
No.
So we've now closed. We closed for about 4 weeks, and we're relaunching next week, building up a new team.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. I think you're right that you need to be passionate about what you're doing. So if you don't understand why you're using vegan products and you know, making everything sustainable in a salon, then it makes it a bit more difficult, doesn't it?
It certainly does. I mean, my team, when they join, they get a whole half day of training so that they can understand what being a vegan is, what it means to people. Obviously, there are different variants of veganism. To the sustainability, what I do in the salon and why I do it, and the impact of that as well.
Yeah.
So they, you know, they all get, every team member gets at least half a day training on that, and obviously all my products, which they need to learn and know why we use them.
Yeah. So you're also an educator.
Mm-hmm.
And I think I read this morning that you're slowly getting the academies that you're working in to also be sustainable and vegan, using all vegan products.
So I'm one of the educators at London Hair Academy in Shoreditch.
Mm-hmm.
And the director approached me about 2 months ago and said that he's very passionate. you've been to the Eden Project.
Oh, yeah.
They've got the Eden Project backing them, which is amazing.
That's incredible.
We've got a timeline. It's not something that we can do every, you know, overnight.
No.
Richie is very passionate about it. We're getting rid of everything right down to teach barbering, getting rid of the bristle brushes to synthetic brushes, and we got makeup as well. He's doing all that, getting rid of anything that's not cruelty-free.
Mm.
And also, hopefully as much as possible, he's looking at products that are going to be vegan as well. It's slightly different to a salon, but, you know, it's absolutely amazing. And he's asked me to kind of head up that bit, and we are going to start doing, like, lots of sustainable processes here. And also, I've just been speaking to them today, and we're going to introduce it into the induction. So there'll actually be something about cruelty-free veganism and sustainability in the student staff induction into the college, which is brilliant because it's about teaching the next generation.
Yeah, it is. That's amazing. And you're right, it can't happen overnight. When we implement these things, it's inevitably going to take some time because you want people to come on board voluntarily. You want them to understand and to see why it happens and why we're doing it and to make their own mind up. But that all sounds incredible. That sounds really, really good.
It's really, they're the first one in the country to actively become this way. They've got the Eden Project backing them. It's really amazing. Yeah, it's a great thing for veganism and cruelty-free. You know, they've been here for 10 years. They're the biggest training academy, the most reviewed training academy in Google. They're very well known, so it's brilliant. It's putting that word out there.
Yeah, no, that's amazing. That's incredible. And in looking at other salon owners, I know that they're very, very busy and lots of them are sort of managed and run by the people who own them. But what is it that they can do to make sure their salons become more eco-friendly?
The list could go on. I mean, things like simply at the backwash, swapping your your shower heads for power heads that switch off automatically when you're not using the water.
Oh, okay.
Instead of doing two washes and a conditioner that you leave out, do one shampoo and use a leave-in spraying conditioner. That will cut down on your water. And obviously your products as well, and it'll save you money in the salon. Making sure that that you can recycle. It's such a huge thing. And the plastics, you know, that throwing the plastics into the waste. We've got a huge issue with plastics in the world at the moment. It's having a huge impact on the ecosystem. You know, you see the pictures, the films of the whales and the fish.
I know.
That are, you know, digesting the plastics, and then it's getting fed to their babies. It's just heartbreaking.
Mm.
So, making sure that they use plastics that, A, can be recycled, but secondly, that we are. It's the biggest, one biggest thing that we can do, not only in salons, obviously, but as a nation and as a world, really.
Yeah, no, you're absolutely right. I talked on here last week about a couple of girls, I think they're only about 14, and they have been collecting bits of plastic and, to sort of get it out, get it away from beaches and things. I'm trying to see if I've still got the story here. Oh, yeah. These two sisters, they've collected more than 50,000 pieces of rubbish as part of a crusade against plastic waste. Oh, they're actually 12 and 15.
Amazing.
It's incredible,
these are the people that we have to educate. You know, unfortunately, a lot of people don't even believe in the greenhouse gas effect. You know, there's still people, they were talking about this on telly this morning, saying, you know, that our summers and our winters are getting warmer.
Yeah.
That is the greenhouse effect.
Yeah.
And we have to do it, and we have to educate the new people into my industry just for one. It's a huge issue.
Yeah. Well, we are running out of time, Andy, but I just wanted to say you can help people, can't you?
I can, yeah. So I go into salons and beauty businesses, and I do a consultancy where I'll go in and I can look at everything from helping you switch to cruelty-free to becoming more sustainable and vegan. So you can find me at www.theveganhairdresseruk.expert. That's the website where you'll find me.
Okay. And it's brilliant because you're the recognised contact for Eco Hair and Beauty.
Yeah, I am. Yeah, I've just started working with them. They're a non-profit organisation in the UK, and they are working really hard to promote sustainability in salons and beauty studios. So they just put me down a couple of weeks ago as one of their contacts. Mm-hmm. So you can go onto their website, which is Eco Hair and Beauty.
Brilliant.
And have a look, and you can do a little test on there. And once you've done the test, you can actually get a certificate from them that you can put up on the wall that says you're either a sustainable salon or a sustainable stylist. So you can actually have a certificate so that you're aware of what you're doing.
Yeah, oh, that's amazing. That's brilliant.
Yeah.
I want to carry on our conversation, so maybe I'll give you a ring later, Andy. But we have run out of time, so I'm just going to give that website again for people to contact you if they want help in their salons or they want to train to be a hairdresser but want to do it ethically. They can contact you via the website, which is www.theveganhairdresseruk.expert. And thank you so much for chatting
Thank
to us
you.
Today. Thank you. That Thank is you. Andrea Harvey, otherwise known as Andy. Thank you so much for being with us today. And maybe we'll get you back on another time and talk
Lovely.
In a little bit more depth. That's fantastic.
Lovely.
Thanks a lot and bye for now.
Thanks, Jill.
Okay,
bye now.
Bye.
Brooklyn's Radio believes your health matters.
If you've enjoyed this podcast, why not keep up to date with the Sound of Surrey by listening live at brooklandsradio.co.uk or through our free mobile app.